Call Back the Past.
Assure you, I regard this as a platform on which it would be an honor for any politician to appear. This is a platform which is wider than party. It is wider even than national considerations. It is a platform which is as comprehensive as is our common humanity.
Mr. J.H. Hoffmeyer, opening the South African peace campaign in Johannesburg in 1937. Radio was a major communication medium in 1937 and offered a wide variety of entertainments. Among them, from America, ventriloquist Edgar Bergen and his doll Charlie McCarthy and Singing Mice. And from England, the first quiz broadcast from the BBC. In South Africa, the SABC had just moved into its Commissioner Street studios. Here's an excerpt from a 1949 broadcast made on the occasion of the SABC's 21st anniversary.
In September of 1937... our present studios in Commissioner Street were officially opened. It is an imposing building, very different from the makeshift studio which had served the early years. And from the roof you can see the line stretching for 100 miles where the goal of the Witwaters Round is worked. From here we cover the Union. Grahamstown, Bloemfontein, Pretoria and Kimberley are coupled with a link provided by the General Post Office over the standard trunk telephone lines.
Europe was beginning to hot up for war. Adolf Hitler repudiated the Versailles Peace Treaty and stopped payments of reparations. In Spain, with Mussolini's help, Franco took Malaga and besieged Madrid, while German planes bombed Guernica, occasioning Picasso's famous mural of the devastation at the Paris World Exhibition. Japan's attack on China made strange bedfellows in the communists Mao Zedong and Chou Enlai, and nationalist leader Chiang Kai-shek. Bunny Berrigan's song, I Can't Get Started, refer to many of the people and events of 1937.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golfers I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, such a place, that I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme, lyrics I write of you, and I scheme every night of you. Dream just of the sight of you, but what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. and Greta Garbo had me to see. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started.
In England, where Billy Butlin had just successfully pioneered his first holiday camp at Skegness, Prime Minister Baldwin resigned in favour of Neville Chamberlain. And while the abdicated Edward VIII quietly married Mrs. Wallis Simpson in France, George VI was crowned as the new king.
King moves from his chair towards the centre of the theatre for the recognition. And standing alone, he shows himself to the people. The Archbishop turns to the east part of the theatre. With him go the Lord Chamberlain, the Lord Chancellor, the Lord High Constable and the Earl Marshal, Gouter, King of Arms, preceding them. The Archbishop of Canterbury presents King George to the people.
Sirs, I here present unto you King George, your undoubted king. Well, for all you who have come this day to do your homage and service, are you willing to do the same?
Amen.
In America, Franklin Delano Roosevelt started his second term as president, and Benny Goodman's swing orchestra packed out venues wherever it played. New jazz slang was being heard as phrases like in the groove, boogie woogie, and jam session became part of the American language. A more sedate kind of music from Britain, the Lambeth Walk.
Anytime you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Every little Lambeth gal with her little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk. Everything free and easy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
In Cape Town, where the new foreshore reclamation scheme had just been announced, the first South African-born Governor-General, Sir Patrick Duncan, thanked the city for his reception.
Allow me, Mr. Mayor, and City Councillor, to say at once how deeply touched I am by the welcome extended to my wife and me by the citizens of Cape Town, and by the terms of the address in which you, Mr. Mayor, and the City Council have given expression to that welcome. I may say that I shall have pleasure in conveying to His Majesty the King those expressions of loyalty to his throne and person which you have given expression in that address.
Plays of 1937, Clifford Odets' Golden Boy, Time and the Conways by J.B. Priestley, and Auden and Isherwood's The Ascent of F6. Big musical of the year was Babes in Arms with Mary Martin, who sang...
I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearl. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, it's cold. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine.
The Citadel by A.J. Cronin is the year's bestseller into the bookshops, closely followed by Kenneth Roberts' Northwest Passage, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, and The Rains Came by Louis Bromfield. In Australia, the 150th anniversary of the landing in Sydney Harbour occasioned the Prime Minister, Mr. W.M. Hughes, to invite the world to the festivities.
For 3 months from January the 26th, the people of Sydney, the oldest and greatest city of Australia, will hold High Carnival. The stage on which this joyous festival will be held is ideal. In no country in the world do surroundings lend themselves more invitingly to carefree pleasure. Glorious blue skies and bright sunshine, together with a program of joyous pleasure, thrilling sports, and national exhibitions, will make memorable this arresting milestone in a young nation's progress.
The movies of 1937 were graced by Walt Disney's first full-length color cartoon, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, while real actors like Freddie Bartholomew and Spencer Tracy featured in Captain's Courageous, Janet Gaynor in A Star is Born, Paul Muni with an Academy Award performance as Emile Zola, and on the lighter side, Bing Crosby in Rosalie.
I'm where they say, let us be gay, I'm going Hollywood.
dancing with a sun-kissed baby, and I'm on my way. Here's my beret. I'm going home.
Nylon was patented in 1937 by Wallace Carruthers, and insulin used to help diabetics. Flyer Amelia Earhart disappeared somewhere over the Pacific, and the explosion of the world's largest dirigible, Hindenburg, at Lakehurst, New Jersey, put paid to airship travel. Having beaten James J. Braddock for the heavyweight boxing championship of the world, Joe Lewis defended his title against a plucky British fighter named Tommy Farr.
Once again, he jumps into Lewis and swings a punch at him. Lewis gets away from it and shoots short right to left jabs to Tommy's face. Tommy goes back and hammers him about the body. Farr hammered Lewis about the body then. They've broken away, and they're fighting him out there in the center of the ring. It's a real good round. Farr jumping into Lewis again. Long left to the side of Lewis's head. Another left to Lewis's head, and he swings that right over to Lewis's head. He's driving Lewis back against the rope. Farr's driving Lewis back against the rope, and they're swinging away at each other, and they're going hard at each other. Farr jumps into him, and he's crashing blows at Lewis. Farr's jumping at Lewis, bombarding Lewis with blows. There's the bell for the end of the fight. There's the bell for the end of the fight. And they're giving Farr a great ovation. Here's the announcement.
The winner and still champion,
Joe Lewis wins. Joe Lewis wins on a decision.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.